Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. The number of calls on the line, so I want to get right back into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
How are you holding up with this winter?
Oh, I'd like it to be over.
I know. Okay. One of my questions this morning is, I think along the way I told you that I started some daffodils and tulips in a huge pot and they're growing in the basement.
Yep.
And believe it or not, most all of them popped and I have flowers. Now my question is, how soon can I put them out, or do I dare put them out?
Well, so it's tough, right? I'd be looking to put them out maybe during the day when it's warm enough. Few days look to be pretty cold. But I'd be looking at slowly bringing them outside. You're probably not ready to leave them outside overnight yet by any means, just because of the cool temperatures outside can just kind of, you know, die back on there. I'd be looking at temperatures to be staying above 40 plus to be outside for an extended period of time.
Fine.
You still got some time, really.
Sure. Okay. Well, then we'll just have to enjoy them inside the house then, in the basement. Yep. The other question is,
sure,
what's a good product out there to keep the squirrels from digging up the tulip bulbs and all that stuff? Any ideas?
So there's a couple things out there. What people will, you know, it's the squirrels and the chipmunks, all those things, they tend to dig and pull up. So some people will actually plant their bulbs and put like lava rock or some sort of rock around the base of it, so it can't really rip at them when they're in the ground. That way, it kind of protects them, right? So that's one thing to do. Another product that you could be using and spraying multiple times, as well as spraying, as putting it down in a granular form, would be the granular form would be Rat Magic from Bonide, but the liquid form you can actually buy in a hose end sprayer, and it's called Chipmunk Squirrel Repellent. While we're talking here, I'm going to look it up. I can't remember the exact name, but it's the same active ingredients as what's in Rat Magic.
So it's the same product, but just in a different format.
Yeah, it's called Chipmunk Squirrel and Rodent Repellent. It's in a ready-to-spray, which means it's a hose end.
Okay.
It's organic. It's the same active ingredients. There's cedar oil, clove oil, some other types in there. So that's definitely what I would be looking at, as well as maybe using like the granular form around it. It multiple things. The other one other thing that people will actually do is they'll take a concentrated version of like a Repelzol or some sort of repellent for smaller, you know, rodents, right? And they will actually take the bulbs when they plant them in the fall and like just basically submerge them in this solution for a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. And, you know, the start of it will kind of absorb into the bulb a little bit, and then it will help prolong the, you know, make that repellent work at the beginning, because that's when, you know, squirrels, chipmunks, they're at the beginning, the end of the season are beginning to pull as much out of the ground as they can for food storage for the winter, right?
Sure.
So that's when they're digging. So that's another option at the beginning. So
okay,
it's definitely.
So in other words, there's somewhat, there are some, I just lost the word.
There's some other repellents.
Yeah, some other repellents out there that do more than being active, but you can do it when you're putting them in the soil.
And what, so you would submerge them into the solution. So you want to get the concentrated version of it. Reason why you want the concentrated version is, with one that is already diluted, isn't as powerful, right? It doesn't have all the active. It has the same active ingredient. It's just not like in the concentrate version. So that's why we like to do it that way to make it a little bit stronger for your needs.
Okay. Okay. Fine. All right. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind for the fall when I my wife's, all of her garlic was dug up way back when. It just went right through the garden and dug up all the garlic bulbs.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. They're searching for food, trying to pull it away. Now,
sure,
you know,
sure.
When you do that with the bulb, it still has the same, you know, if you look at the repellents, they usually say you need to apply every 30 days, every 4 weeks, once a month, that type of thing. When it's absorbed into the plant, it will be stronger, last, you know, about that same amount. But it's the initial aspect of it. So you're training the rodents to stay away from it at the beginning. You'll then have to put other things out there. And it's almost like a combination where you use like a Repelzol, animal repellent with a liquid form, and then get the granular form of like the rat magic on the outside of it, so that it is separating, you know, kind of giving two different distinct smells, tastes, that type of thing, so that the rodents aren't just like going by one line of defense. It has to be like two lines of defense. So that's kind of why that's why I want to look at it that way.
I got you covered. Okay, well, I'll give your methods a good try.
All right, Bob.
Now. Okay, you take care, young man.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick and all. Thanks again for taking my call. I'm calling you today about, it's interesting, the fertilizer. We were talking all about fertilizers earlier in the broadcast. How I've got MagiCal, which I guess is the paralyzed lime you can spread, but it's old. And I have a whole bunch of other fertilizers, like tree fertilizers, like Job's tree spikes, and a whole bunch of other stuff that I found in my late husband's garden shed. But how long can you use that, or should I not use it at all, or how do I dispose of it if it's not, you know, caring about the environment?
Yeah, no, I completely get where you're coming from here. Now, with the MagiCal, a lot of times on the bag, usually at like the crease where it was, will have like a expiration date. And they're usually, they can usually last in the bag, you know, 4 years, maybe three, 4 years. That being said, if is, you know, expired, the easiest way to really get rid of it is to spread it out anyways. Maybe spread it in a different area, because it's still going to have something to it. It's just not going to be fully, you know, like a full fertilization on it. It's not like
Right.
not the heavier lime. That being said, you know, it's a slow release, so it breaks down. I'd take a look at the pellets, see how it is. But I really, you know, either way, I'd be putting it down. And
yeah, what about the other things, the fertilizers, like the, some of, he's got Miracle Grow, we had, I forget, well, Job's Tree Spikes, what about those other fertilizers? Can I just, it won't harm them at anything, will it harm any of the plants? Or
it shouldn't, it just isn't going to be fully, you know, fully, the fertilization is not going to be fully there. So what I would look to do is, like, the Job's Tree Spikes, feel, you know, when take a look at them. If they're still hard and they're still in that large spike form, you know, use them up. Use a couple of them. They might have on the package a expiration date. I am not positive on that one. I know with the Magical, I believe it does have it on there. You can take a look, but I think the best way with a lot of these, since they're fertilizers, is to use them and just realize you're probably going to have to fertilize again in the fall with some of these and do some more to it.
I just have one more question. I see you're on break. Just a quick question now. I'll hang on. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, hang tight for me because we're hitting that break right now. Everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were speaking with Dot. She had another question, so we wanted her to stick around with us so we could help her out.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, it'll be quick, I hope, for everyone else. I'm bringing back right now an evergreen tree that was totally decimated by choking cherry vine or bittersweet choking cherry vine combined, thorns, et cetera, and the fence row. And there's like bare spots all along the trunk, and in between you have these beautiful branches, the green, which I have pruned. My question is there anything I can put, number one, to make it grow? You know, the bare spots, maybe grow some branch. I could see a few buds starting to come out on the bare branches in between. But how about a preventative, a non-toxic, because the other side of the fence is my neighbor has young children. So a non-toxic preventative to keep the choking cherry, bittersweet, the horrible clinging vine that we all have, to keep it from growing.
Yep. So there, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, but there are some things you can be doing. You know, obviously we got to get rid of what's there. You know, when they get established, they're very woody, structured. So it's not easy to just say, all right, I'm going to put something down that's going to prevent it from going. Now you can take a look at, you know, using products like a preen, which is a pre-emergent. You know, it's not organic, but it stays on the grounds. We'll keep the weeds back from it. But the fact is with, you know, these, the honeysuckle and things like that, which are woody, it's not really, a preventative is not the easiest thing to do. But there are ways to get rid of it, till down to the root, and still be safe with it. Because you're not, you would not be spraying into the air or anything along those lines. So what I would look for you to do is get, you know, a stump and vine killer, a weed killer. But the best way to do it is to take a look at, you know, the plant. Find where it goes into the soil. Mm-hmm. Cut it back to about like 6 inches from the base of the soil, maybe even less. And take that concentrate, and instead of mixing it in something, use it direct. Take the concentrate and take a paintbrush and paint the open wound. What will happen mm-hmm. there is there's no spray, so it's not missing the plant, so it's not going into the air, going into the neighbor's yard, going to the neighbor's kids that are playing. What it's doing is going directly into a fresh cut. And it's like if we're mm-hmm. putting, you know, bacitracin or something along the lines on a cut of our own, it goes right in there and it helps fight, you know, to keep it clean. We're doing the opposite. We're trying to get it right in there so it will kill it to the root. But it's not going to be something that will...
because the roots are so extensive. I pulled, I was out there a couple of days pulling the, oh my God, you pull on one root, it's just like, you know, 10, 15 feet long, but it's like, I keep pulling in the, you know, on my side of the yard. And it's unbelievable, the different kinds of, you know, vines. Is there something to that old adage about red roots take warning? I grew up with a proverb, I think it was my grandfather, might have said, anything with red roots, it take warning. Have you ever heard that before? The roots that are red are usually like not good, toxic in some way.
Well, I wouldn't say we, you know, eat them or something along those lines, but they're not going to be like poisonous to you. They're not going to affect you. I wouldn't worry about that.
Have you ever heard that before, though? Have you ever heard that? Like in weeding the garden, I remember anything with red roots, take it out.
I haven't heard the adage, but just the based on the way you're describing it, it makes sense. If you look at the root systems that have those deep red systems, they're usually weeds. They're usually not very great additions to the garden or that type of thing. No problem.
I'll look for that product that you said, the weed preventer, you know, then try to do that. So thanks again. I'm trying to bring back my old evergreen tree. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break here, then we'll come back. We'll try to answer as many of your questions as possible with the rest of the show. Let's take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News. The Biden administration is cleaning up the president's remarks in Poland that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken speaking in Jerusalem, where he's shoring up support for reviving the Iran nuclear deal.
The president made the point last night that, quite simply, President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war or engage in aggression against Ukraine. Or anyone else.
A construction worker was killed in Boston after falling 9 stories at a parking garage that partially collapsed. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey.
He was pronounced by Boston EMS as non-viable, and that put us into recovery mode.
COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a 4th shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. This is
USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he criticized President Biden's handling of the Ukraine crisis.
Joe Biden's been one train wreck after another. Just take a look at what he's doing out at NATO. These people.
New York City is executing a plan to clear out encampments across the city where homeless people are known to live and connect those individuals with social services over the next 2 weeks. City officials will work to eradicate makeshift sites on city streets and in the subway system, and place homeless people in shelters where they'll access services for mental health, medical needs, and housing. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales fell 4.1% in February. The decline surprised industry analysts, who expected a slight gain heading into the usually busy spring season. The group noted many first-time buyers are being priced out of the market due to a jump in mortgage rates and higher home prices. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Stoughton, Mass.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I hope I have enough time to answer a lot of my questions, but I'd like to first say that I grew up in Woburn behind Spence Farm, family of you and your father. My brothers and I used to go skating in the pond behind them. They had a big pond to water all their fields. They had a big water hole, and we used to fish there all the time.
Perfect.
So, my questions are about hydrangeas. We had a lot of information last week, and I'm not sure that I got it correct. The processes of what I should do to add fertilizer, then I wait 6 weeks after I put in the fertilizer when the ground is thawed. Is that correct?
Yeah, so let's start, right at the beginning here. So what we're looking to do is when the ground is thawed, which it's pretty much thawed at this point, we start the season off with, for some of our hydrangeas, looking at using like a super phosphate.
Put that down before 10-10-10.
Yeah, so that one there is something that's going to get it a great start to the season. It's going to get everything kind of, the juices flowing, if you will, when it comes to what we're looking for. So I'd be using that first. And then from there, in about 6 weeks, hitting it with a 10-10-10, which is an all-purpose type fertilizer that will help, in all in general. Like everything about it will help out for the plants. All the nutrients on there are available to give to the plant, so that's what we're definitely looking to do. Now, that being said, it's not the last that you'll be fertilizing a hydrangea.
Mm-hmm.
What I also look for you to be doing is to be looking at when you start to see the buds of the hydrangea start to form, which won't be for a while. But yeah, we're looking at the flower buds, not the leaf buds, the flower buds. When that happens, if you're looking to help prolong the flower buds and mm-hmm. to help push more flower buds, you would be using like a bloom booster in the liquid form. So that could be, excuse me, that could be in like a Miracle-Gro form, a Peters, like a J.R. Peters, the Jax Classic, you know, any of those styles that have a middle number that is higher than the others. So at that point, what that does is it puts the emphasis on for the plant into the right spot for you at the right time, pushing the growth level for the flowers versus just towards the leaves. But by using that at that point, it's only all it's really going to do is help.
And how often do I do that?
So you'll just do that once when the flower buds are starting to form. So the reason being is it's a little bit easier uptake for the plant itself, and mm-hmm. it's going to push it towards the buds versus towards more leaf structure. So that's why we want to do it when the buds are the flower buds are forming.
And I should not add more than once, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah, I would just go with once during the season for the 10, 10, 10 early in the season, and you should be fine with it from there.
When do I put Holytone down?
So you can put Holytone down on a number of different plants. If you're going to put the 10, 10, 10 on the hydrangea, you don't need to use the Holytone on it, not on this one. So you don't want to double up. So the Holytone you could just use for other evergreens and acidic-loving plants.
I thought that the hydrangea, to add blue, I need to put acidic fertilizer as Holytone.
So it does need acidic fertilizer, which you are right about, but I wouldn't be using the Holytone. What I would be looking at doing is be using a product called Soil Acidifier.
Okay, I have that.
And that right there will focus on getting the soil more acidic, because the hydrangea, when the soil is more acidic, it will be more blue in color for you. When it's more alkaline, which
right.
would be raising the pH to something along the lines of like a 7, would be more right. of the pink color.
Okay, so acidifier is not a fertilizer. It is just a acidic.
Yeah, it is. It's for the soil. It takes care of the soil. So it's not something that is considered a fertilizer for
right.
it. It can be used separately for...
How often should I do that?
Well, so the soil acidifier, I believe, can be done twice a year. Once in the season, once at the beginning of the season, once later in the season. I tend to...
May and July or something like that?
So it's probably more like May and then... Late in the season. Sometimes, you know, you can do it. You could actually do it earlier than May. You could probably do it mid-April, right? And then
right.
you could do it 60 days after that. And depending upon the color of the flower is mm-hmm. going to really show you where you need to go when it comes to the level of pH. Now, if you're seeing almost like a purpley blue,
right.
then you're on the acidic level, so you're not going
right.
to need to push the soil acidifier.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're, you know, forming towards, it's almost like a pinkish color, then we're going to need to do it every 60 days, and you can end up doing that about 3 times in one season.
When do I put Holytone down on my rhododendrons?
You can put that in the next few weeks.
April.
Yep, and then you would want to put it down for a second application in the fall, but at half the rate of what you use now.
Mm-hmm.
And the package will actually say that on there of how much to use. But you use it as half the rate because we're not trying to push growth. We're just trying to keep it healthy during the winter months. And so that's why we go at half the rate. But you can do it multiple times, once in the spring and then in the fall.
Okay, I'm just trying to squeeze as much as I can.
Sure.
A gentleman called a few weeks ago about rosemary plant. I've had one now for like 15 years. It's against the foundation of my house. It's 4 feet tall. I don't do anything to it. It looks dead now, and as soon as the weather warms up, the leaves turn green again. But they're like one of the dry countries in Europe where they originated, so it takes nothing. But it's so slow growing, but now it's 4 feet tall. I leave it out there all year long, do nothing to it, don't baby it. Maybe once in a while during the spring, maybe I'll give it one squirt of fertilizer, and that's it. So. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I can grow really is tomatoes and roses Sharon. I cannot have a good lawn. I'm unsuccessful with it, so I have to live with it.
Unfortunately, that's it. You know, sometimes is the case. But, being able to grow a tomato, you have a lot of people who are probably jealous of you because some of the tomatoes don't always grow the easiest way around here. There's a lot of work to it. So
right.
Definitely kudos to you for that.
Okay, there was another fertilizer. I forget what. Plantone. Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's a Plantone.
Then it is a fertilizer?
Yes, sir.
And I can put that with my tomatoes.
So you can.
That's what I've been doing.
You can use it, but take, and if it's worked for you, perfect.
Right.
Some people will look at it and use tomato tone. They're pretty close as it is, the Plantone and tomato tone. What's happened over time is they've probably added a little bit of calcium, a little bit more calcium to the tomato tone versus the plant tone. And calcium's good for the blossom end rot and the growth of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe looking at that to get some calcium into the soil. If you've had multiple years of success, maybe adding just some calcium in general is a good thing for your tomatoes to keep them growing.
I put some 10-10-10 around some of my shrubs outside. Was it too early to do that around my Rose of Sharon and things like that?
No, I don't see a problem with you putting it down there. The ground has, kind of thawed at this point.
Crazy weather, so you never know.
It's not going to be as active as quickly. That's one thing we just got to, think of.
Sit there. That's fine with me as long as I get it down.
Well, yeah, so that's what's going to end up happening. So you just got to think of it that way. But I think, it'll be fine for the plants. The long-term health's not going to hurt them.
One final thing.
Sure.
Your brother that owns the florist shop or works in it, have him more than just the holidays once a week, because I'm sure he has plenty of information. What are people buying in this time of the season? Not just like Valentine's, Easter, and stuff. I think he can be very helpful. I'm sorry I outspoke, but anyways, he's good.
No, that's okay. We love to have family on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got a good point. There are other things to be thinking about when it comes to plants like plants and cut flowers. So I appreciate that feedback.
You got it. Okay, thank you very, very much.
All right. You have a great one, Tom.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do we got some more calls on the line, Nathan?
Yeah, there's a couple. Linda's in St. Charles.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Good morning, Linda. You with me?
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. I have a lawn service. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you perfect.
Good. Okay, great. I better turn off the radio. I have a lawn service, and they come in, they aerate in the fall. But right now I have some patches of where there's no grass.
Yeah.
They told me I could get some perennial rye grass seeds.
Okay.
But they said not to get a mixture. And everything, you know, and they said to get it from a nursery.
Mm-hmm.
But everything, I called up a couple of nurseries, and, the basic one is perennial rye, but they have other things in them.
Yep. So there are some seed mixtures out there that are considered like a tri-rye.
Yeah.
And when they say a mixture, they don't mean a mixture of it can all be the same style, which would be like all rye grasses. What they mean is they're looking for you not to get a mix of ryegrass, fescue, and bluegrass. We're looking more at getting like a tri-rye, which would be just three types of ryegrass. And that can be found at any of the local garden centers.
Like Scott's or something like that.
Yeah, you could look at that. Jonathan Green's a good one. I do have to take a break, so we're going to take that break now. We will be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Linda in regards to her grass seed. And, when people take a look at mixes of grass seed, when they're saying don't mix it, they are mentioning... maybe you just have a rye grass lawn versus a mixture. Most areas have a mixture, but if you just have the rye grass, looking at a tri rye, or like a triple play or something along those lines is usually all rye grass. So the mixture is definitely worth it. So hopefully that helps when it comes to the choice.
Sure does. Thank you.
All righty.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
I missed Shirley before. She was nice enough to call back and wait for another couple segments. I can't remember where, New Hampshire, I think.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm calling to see what I can use for a bait to put in a have a heart trap for a rabbit.
Okay. Have you already tried certain things?
Yes, I was told by a nursery here to put bread and vinegar.
Okay.
To soak it with vinegar, cider vinegar. I tried that over and over, and it did no good. I've put all kinds of fresh vegetables, and nothing seems to lure it in. And it's here all the time, every year, and last year it just destroyed my garden between that and all the deer that are here. And I bought stuff to sprinkle around for rabbit and deer, and it didn't do any good. It's just out here at night, like I said, it destroyed my garden last year, and I don't think I'm going to put in any this year. So I'm trying to catch it and take it for a ride somewhere.
Understandably so. Now, that apple cider vinegar that you used is one that people have had success with. Sometimes they just spray the trap down because it does like apples in it. The apples have a smell to it that they will go for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some will put in carrots, lettuce, those types of things. It's not that easy. I mean, to be honest with you, people try different things. I remember 6 or 7 years ago, I was talking to a landscaper, and he was trying to catch a rabbit. He had to have a hard trap. And I guess he had put Doritos in it, and a rabbit came to the Dorito.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that's the way I would go, but you know, trying different things is not trying different things is the way to go. It's really, you know, trying to find where they're at and where they're, you know, take a look at where they've been. Mostly what side of your yard, take a look at what path they cross the most.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going up against the house or going underneath like a deck.
No, I don't have that. It's my shrubs that they usually hang around and just out on the lawn. And I see them just eating whatever grass or weeds or whatever it is they like.
And well, so, you know, the one thing I would look at is if, putting the trap somewhere where it kind of is hidden as it would be running through. And I'm sure along the house, if you have some plants along the house, what'll happen is it kind of gets hidden behind there. Mm-hmm. They try to hide when we walk around or anything along those lines. And so by putting it up against the house where part of it is hidden anyways, they might run right into it without really knowing it's there. That's the other part of it, to take a look at it.
I did take the trap and I put it underneath my great big holly trees.
Yep.
You know, and I put the bait in it, but...
Unfortunately, it's not an easy one to do. I wish you luck. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.